Ubrite. So it's still part and parcel of the Shabbat. So the Shabbat here does not have reference back into the first moment when Uri died. That's the original moment when the Nefilah started, when the process of the Nefilah started. But it continues, and as long as there is a Yom, and as long as no Yim to play, or Chlis. So the Nefilah expects. So the Nefilah, when Rabbi says, when Rav says, Kol Nivomo Shina Mikir, Kol Nisha Nefilah, Nivomo Yogi Yomel, Harei Yigish, Nachshin, Shikoli Vatsoro, he says, he doesn't say that even the first moment of the Nefilah, so it couldn't be realized, so then she becomes Atzor Leila Boy. And this is the second Nefilah. And this is the second Nefilah, she'll be Atzor. No, that he doesn't say. He only says, Kol Nivomo Shina Mikir, Kol Nisha Nefilah, throughout the process of the zero, Yim could not be. Throughout the process of the zero could extend for 50 years, for 60 years. But of course, the moment one of the brothers is Yam Rochelin, then the zero process is terminated. But until, as long as there is a Yom, and no Yim to play, no reason to play, so the zero process is continuing, is extending. So, in other words, assuming that the Nefilah process extended for 3 years, then this Pirkakos implies that Kol Nivomo Shina Mikir Kol Nisha Nefilah is throughout the Nefilah process that happened to extend for 2 years. So, Yim could not be realized. So then, Harei Kishisach Sheish Lebonim Vasa, or if the Yim process, if the Nefilah process continued for 10 years, so then the Pirkakos implies Kol Nivomo Shina Mikir for throughout the 10 years of the Nefilah process, if Yim couldn't be realized. So in the Melee, we have to resort to the Kirtakos of Dakeniyam. True, Dakeniyam is only a Raya, but it implies, it says the Kirtakos, what does Dakeniyam imply? Dakeniyam implies that if at the original moment, insofar as the Kirtakos of Dakeniyam is concerned, so that has reference to the original moment of the Nefilah, not the whole process. Dakeniyam tells us that even the time of the death of Ruben, there was no Zikeh. Even on a theoretical level, there was no Zikeh, so then the Zikeh cannot be Haleh. It cannot be Haleh either in the process of the field. But of course, Dakeniyam doesn't say that in the original moment of the first field, Zikeh was not Hal, so Zikeh cannot be Hal in the second field, third field. The Dakeniyam doesn't say. All the Dakeniyam says is that he, at the very outset, in the original moment of Ubindak, Zikeh was not how. So Zikeh cannot be how at any other moment in the same process of the feeling. But Zikeh could be how in another feeling. Another feeling. Now, so the Keratakosu of Yivomo Yodriyomel comes in steps and tells us, one, it is established through the Aloha of Dakeneya, that Zikeh cannot be how. That Yim could not be realized at any moment in the process of the field. No matter how long a span it will represent, whether the process of the field will represent a span of 1 week or 1 month or 1 year or 5 years or 10 years or 50 years or 60 years or 70 years. So, once it is established that Yim cannot be realized throughout the process of the field, if the process of the field represents a span of 50 years, so then the Zerzakotu tells us that once, that if it is established, that Yim could not be realized throughout the span of the Nefilah, throughout the process of the Nefilah, so then she acquires the Yim of Yishetach Sheish Lebonim, Yishetach Sheish Lebonim, the Yasu. And this is the second, span. So in the Melee, now we can understand that why it takes Meishi, the Gzertakotu of Nes Moshoacha. And that he used from the portions of Yivomo Yomilel, and then he says, stay to Dakeneya, because suppose there hadn't been Aloche of Dakeneya, then we couldn't apply the Aloche of Nes particular, and not the third day, and not the tenth day, and not the second year, and not the tenth year, not the 50th year, the process of the year. So only when it's established that it couldn't be realized in any moment in the process of the year. So then, Harei Tzachis was born in the last 2 years, the second year, and the third year. But suppose we didn't have a lock of Dr. Ekham. So then I would say, two brothers, Ruben and Shimon, and they were married to the sister, Rochel and Leah. Shimon is married to Leah. Now, when Ruben died, Leah was alive. So, and she remained alive for a whole year. Then, a year after the death of Ruben, Leah died. And Leah died. So, Mele, I would say, a year later, it's still in the process of the healing. It's still in the process of the healing. So then, suppose there hadn't been a look of Nakadeyam, I would say, think it can be howled a year later when Leah died. And the Mele, and then when there is the second healing. So there could be think the second healing too. But in view of the fact that there is no second that and you have said this is that in view of the fact that there is our Lord of Nagareya. So the name of that means that even a time when Ruben died, Leah was alive, so that establishes Leah boy, no matter how many years. I mean this so called Nephilim left that there couldn't be any Tikkun Olam. Even let's say, even if Leah will die a year later, or 2 years later, or 3 years later, so Zika couldn't be chal because of Darkenea. Because at the very outset, Zika was not chal, because of Achidisho. So because of Darkenea, Zika couldn't be chal a year later, or a year later, or 5 years later, or 10 years later. So the Melech is established as a result of the application of the halacha of Darkenea. So if Leah was alive at the very outset, so it is established that Zika couldn't be chal even 5 years later or 10 years later, when Leah will not be alive. So the Melech, but so that only tells us that Zika could not be chal at any moment in this field. But when there is a second field, lately we are walking, and then 5 years later, after Leah is died already, so Lady died, and then again she's the zealous, Ochel is the zealous, before she met. And Lady has not been alive already for a number of years. So then we say, not because of Dr. Neyam, then we apply the Aloche of Nebuchadnezzar. The Aloche of Nebuchadnezzar. So the Melech, we understand that's why Seife combined Nebuchadnezzar with Dr. Neyam. Because it's not for the Aloche of Dr. Neyam, so in the vis-a-vis, the second Nephile, We couldn't apply the aloche from the Bomashin and the Kirov of the Shah to the Yom Yavelel. Because if there hadn't been aloche of Dr. Neyam, so then we could still think it could be how in the course of the process of the first Nephil. But since there is aloche of Dr. Neyam, so on account of the fact that Zika was not how at the first moment of the Nephil, so Zika cannot be how, so it's established that Zika cannot be how at any moment in the state, the cause of the process of the delay. Even 10 years later, the cause of the process of the delay. So the melee is the second delay. Zika cannot be how? Because of the Zerkakoto of Kodimomo Shinani Kiyo of Shatim. Now, so we understand the state. But then, one thing tells that we only have to resolve to the halokhe of Nesma Shaha vis-a-vis second delay. But vis-a-vis the safety delay, we don't have to resolve to the halacha of Nesma Shachat. We don't have to resort to the halacha of Nesma Shachat, just to the Akeneyam. And from the more it's mashma, from the more it's mashma, that even vis-a-vis the same, no second issue, we still have to resort to the halacha of Nesma Shachat. Now let's see here. Now, Omer Avinu Marav, the father is Domed Av. Right after the Mishnah. Omar Akhtar Omar Akhtar, 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 Omar Akht down by a hole in the loch is a tishtay, who may teach this or change by giving the lochy, having the soul of the lomit of the shaka. So did Yom have it after all the lomit of the shaka? So it's not the chidish of God, the mishnah tells us that. Mao is saying, Han vile, hey, chedu, it's chad yalom in tzvila lishein, or Hao is chedu, it's chad yalom in tzvila lishein, hey, the tishtre, come back, you know. No, Rav tells us that it's chidish. Because if Rav, he told us, the Allah, of Nefesh HaAchad, to the Mish, the Menshin, the Allah of Nefesh HaAchad. But I would say, the Mish, the only Menshin, the Allah of Nefesh HaAchad, vis-a-vis second. That's the case of the Mish. Shlei Shachim, three brothers, Ulin Shimon and Levi, Shnayim, Ulin Shimon, Zimish Deakoyi, are married to Rochel and Leia. Viach and Levi, not to Nochi, is married to Pimo, who is unrelated to Rochel and Leia. Mish, Yabuk Balachoye, so who been dying, Kibin couldn't be out, Rochel, because after his day, so he made a Kibin for Rochel, and so Levi was Miyam, Miyam Rochel. Then later, so he did so shady later. And then still later, so Levi died. So Rochel was victorious again. So before who? Before she went, so she did not be Miyam her, even though she's not after his day, because of Nefesh HaAchad, so he frapped, did he tell us that Rochel. Of the Peshawaha, Tony Bonshe Kills and Zilla, I still would know the Aloha of the Peshawaha. We got vis-a-vis second Zilla, the Mishnah tells them. But I wouldn't know that the same Aloha is lying in the same Zilla. What is in the same Zilla? Same Zilla means Reuben and Shimon, forget Lady. Reuben and Shimon, the brother, are married to the sister, Reuben is married to Roche, Shimon is married to Lady. And then Reuben dies. And late, while Leah is still alive. Then, a year later, we go late. A year later, Leah died. Then, Shimon says, he comes to bed and he says, Leah died. So, Rochel is not an Achidisho, I want to marry her. So, Ben, so Rav tells us, no. Ben, you tell me, no, you can't marry her. Why? Because Nes Hoshoach. Because Nes Hoshoach. So, that's the Chidish of Rav. That we wouldn't know from the Mishnah. Vis-a-vis, second Zile, Rav doesn't have to tell us the Chide of Nefesh HaAchad. But Rav has to tell us the Chide, vis-a-vis the same Zile. So, this is what the Chide that Rav tells us. And on the basis of the Poti of Yivomo Yomelel. But the question is, vis-a-vis the same Zile. So, we don't have to resolve the Yivomo Yomelel. Just because on the basis of Achimeyam we know it. On the basis of Achimeyam we know it. So why do we have to resort to Yivomo Yomelel? So that's the kasha against what I said. But this is the kasha outstanding, not only against what I said. Forget what I said. But you can answer the kasha against the Gemara, you can answer that. There is a lot of Dakimeya. Two, as Rebbe Chanan said, Dakimeya can only apply to the same people. But it cannot apply to the second people. The second people we have to resort to imposing of Yivomo Yomelel, and that's the shah. But Dr. Miyam certainly has implications for the same issue. And here the Gemara says, when the Gemara says, we look at the cash, Michael Ashimon, what the Chidush of Rav, this Aloche, is mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara says, no, Mauri Teime, I would say, without Rav, I would say that this Aloche is only over the Lord, Mr. Shahaha, and flies only the second Mishnah, but we have the first Mishnah, so it doesn't apply. So the name should be Mujeres. How can I say, even without Rav, Chidush, of Yivomo Yomelel. But Rav does not tell us that Aloha Dakimeyam. That Aloha Dakimeyam is mentioned by Zidayim. This is not mentioned by Rav. Rav tells us only that Aloha Yivomo Yomelel of Nefesh HaAchad. But Dakimeyam is not mentioned by Rav. So even if Rav didn't tell us, but that Aloha Dakimeyam I would know. And what does Dakimeyam imply? That he, at the very outset, at the first moment in the process of the healing, there was no Zikeh. So he cannot take effect at any later moment. 5 years later, 10 years later, 50 years later, 60 years later. Because that's the Aloha of Dakimeyam. So why does Rav have to mention the particular Yivomo Yomelel? On the contrary, the only significance of Rav's Roshe of Yivomo Yomelel is in regard to the second Zile. But the Gemara says, insofar as the second Zile is concerned, so we know this Chide from the Mish. And Rav wants to tell us the big Chide that even in regard to the first Zile, there is that aloha of Yivomo Yomelel. Later, because Leo will not be there, I hate to cut it, but if you hate to be cheating, Leo. mouthing event. Nisho Ishtay, mouthing event. In other words, so that he has referenced the cage where the war, settled matters. Reuben Shimon and Levi. And then, so Reuben died. At that time, no one was married to the sister of Rachel. Reuben was married to Rachel. Reuben died. So Rachel was the seller to him before Shimon and before Levi. Then Levi decided he married Leah, the sister. He married her. He married Leah, the sister of Rachel. The sister of Rachel. Could he be the Yavu? Rachel, no. Of course not. Achizish. So, at the very outset, when Reuben died, so Rachel was the carrier to Leah. She was the terrified because he was not as yet married to Leah. Then, half a year later, he married Leah. So then, she became Rachel, became Atuati. Rachel became Atuati. Then, a year later, Leah died. So again, she became a character. So Rachel was no more an Achizish. So at the very outset, when Reuben died, Rachel was the character to Leah. Then, half a year later, when married Leah, the sister of Rachel, so Rachel became Atuati. Then a year later, Leah died. So again, she became a character. So the Shaila is, and now Levi would like to marry Rachel. Can he marry Rachel? So there's a machlokes. Meisu Yishtei Maori Yivan. If Reuben died, and at that time, Levi was not married to Leah yet. But half a year later, so at that time, Rachel was with. Then a year later, Leah died. Again, then Levi comes to Benjamin and says, I want to marry Rachel because she's not Achizishti anymore. Leah died. So, can he be allowed to marry Rachel? That's a Baya Bina. Mount even, Rabbi Rabchanine Dam that a Baya, Meisel Ishtei Muta Bivan. Shmuel Rabate Dam that a Baya, Meisel Ishtei. Oh, my Rabbi, my time is a Rab, but Meisel Ishtei Muta Bivan. We should have a Yipomo Jehutro, the next of the Hutro, the Hutro, Tarzel at Eros, and that's the way it comes. Machlekes, but we pass. That Yipomo Jehutro, the next of the Hutro, the Hutro, Tarzel at Eros. That means that you don't have to, before I mention the case of three brothers, you can visualize it in connection with two brothers. Not that gay. Three brothers. For a reason, I mentioned the case of three brothers, because of it. One parent by the Rajbo, so I mentioned the case of three brothers. But, and the Rajbo says that the Gemore has reference to the case of the Mishneh, and the Mishneh deals with the case of three brothers. But in the Hanami, the same Shaila would apply to the case of two brothers. Reuben and Shimon, two brothers. Reuben was married to Rachel. Shimon was not as yet married to Leah. But Reuben died. Shimon is unmarried. So Rachel was with her, and he was married to Shimon. And he took him. Then, half a year later, so Shimon decided to marry Leah. He was not allowed to do it because he had to go to the hospital. All right, so he was awakened. So half a year later, Shimon married Leah. So then, Rachel became Atur. He died to them, Achizish. Then a year later, Leah died. Again with that. So we passed. So, Rav and Chanina say, and we passed like them, that Mutabirem say, that if Shimon wants to marry Rachel, he can. He can. That's the way he passed. I will raise the question, how can the Gemara say that Shimon can marry Rachel, but not for Shoacha? It's not for Shoacha. Two, at the very outset, the first moment, when Reuben died, Rachel was with Terez to Shimon. But then half a year later, Shimon, someone could be. He violated him. He is a Ramon. He married Leo Dachis Rachel. All right, but the situation is extremely more how. Well, how is so many for Ramon Dachis Rachel? So at that time, half a year later, when Shimon say, woman and children to what? How married is the sister? Reuben was originally married to Rachel, and Shimon was originally married to Leah. And when Reuben died, so at that time, Rachel was a chassid of Shimon. Then we say that for Shachat, later on, when you die, he still cannot marry. Mashiach in this case, so originally Reuben was married to Rachel. Shimon was not married to Leah. Happy year later, Shimon decided to marry Leah. So it wasn't the first moment of the Mishnah. So the moment of the Mishnah, she was with Gareth. With Gareth. And later on, she became after all. So it seems that the moment of the Mishnah, she was with Gareth. Rachel, we don't say that for Shachar. Later on, happy year later, when Shimon decided to marry Leah the sister. Why? So he says, because at the first moment, when Reuben died, and Shimon was not married to Leah yet, so at that time, she was Mutaret. So the Mishnah was Matar. So the Mishnah was Matar Eishetach. And since at that moment, the Mishnah was Matar the Eishetach, so the Eishetach cannot be Chaledah. It's way more fun. If at that moment of the Mishnah, they are very outset, let's say, so Leah was married to Shimon, so in other words, so the Mishnah was not Matar the Eishetach. Mashiach in the case where, at the time of the death of Reuben, so Shimon was not as yet married to Leah. So at that moment, Mishnah was Matir the Yisrael. But then a year later, Shimon married Leah, the sister of Rachel. So then the Yisrael Hedisha was called. But the Yisrael Yisrael did not take effect at that moment. Because Mashiach was saying that Mashiach, he told me that Mashiach, Mishnah was Yisrael Hedisha, not that Mashiach, Mishnah Hedisha. This one. Now, so we see, so he says, but Rav and Abchadim will be made it when they say that Meisho Ishtay is Muta B'Vestay. They don't mean that there can be a deal of peace. A deal of peace there couldn't be, he says, because of the Aloch of Dakeneyam. So insofar as the Aloch of Dakeneyam is concerned, so it doesn't matter when there was a first decay, whether that first decay took effect at the very outset, at the moment of the death of Reuben, or in this case, of Utro, Netro, the Chosro, the Utro. So at the very outset, there was it. When Reuben died, Rachel became the Kukha of the Shimon. Then, half a year later, Shimon married Leah. So then the Sikhi was Waka. So half a year later, when Shimon married Leah, so the Sikhi of Rachel was Waka. So Mele, the Aloch of Dakenea was how? Rabbi Shmuel only says, Rabbi Chanine, only says, make the East, they would have been empty. Not to get a kid, even now. She was there for Shuk. She was there for Shuk. Why? Because every year after the death of Ube, when Shimon married Leah, so the city was struck up for Moshe. So once it was struck up, for one moment, he struck a little boy. He struck a little boy. So even a year later, when the East of a Hedisha was struck up, so there couldn't be a good house, and he was there for you, and there is no deal of peace. But, I've only said, if Shimon decides a year later, when it's hot for me, it's hot, to marry her, can marry her to this year, okay? Like a regular issue. But the only thing is, the Israel is only telling us that the Israel is not, he's not hot. If you're the best, that the moment of this day, there was no Israel is not, so the name of Israel was not. And one people is not here. So the Israel is not going to be. So in other words, so from this Rajbom, you certainly see that Dakenea and Nefer Shachat are two separate things that are quiet. Because in this case, the Aloch of Dakenea was wise, and the Aloch of Nefer Shachat was not the one. The Aloch of Nefer Shachat was not the one. So in Melee, we have that now we can enter. Now we can enter this kakke that we have. I mean, that is the kakke that can be raised against the body itself. Not only according to what we said, in the explaining state of the answer to the body kakke. But the body itself. The body asks, why does Rav have to tell us the previous is mentioned? Rav previous is already mentioned. The body says, no. The Mishnah tells us Rav previous and Rav previous are doing the second. But Rav, what I can still say, that vis-a-vis the first is the way. So there is no Aloch of Nefeshach. There So that you can't even say it's not enough. So that I just tell them, no, he's Apart from the Israel, that these dear what are now to be American. So the thought of the very thing that has happened effect that these dear that you moving with them to talk my daughter and father. So these Zorak turned out to be an island, so if you go to from Australia, the Zorak was never married only. And sorry, he's the only wife of Gulley. So the melee, he's not strong, that he can I use sorry. So he's based upon the fact that he's the island of the or he's the island of the first, a polygraphat. The next thing, we think of the week. The Holy Spirit is a king. Ja, wir haben noch einen Kotten und dann haben wir einen Kotten, weil wir ja Stano, so was ist der Island, so ein Meerse, Stano, kennen wir nicht, ja, ich bin von mir, Stano, kennen wir nicht, ja, why? Because Mensch, Stano, es ist wohl da, wir sind aus dem Island. Wie kannst du so, ich kann dir nicht hören, weil das ist im Island von uns. Na, so suppose, die Jungen und die Jungen. And then, years later, when she goes up, moves herself as an island. Speak up, you saw it cannot be determined whether she's an island or not. Now, so suppose the young will be the younger. And then, years later, when she grows up, she moves herself as an island. So it will be going from Afreya, that there was never any sikh. If there was never any sikh, so there was an Isha Rishasach. So the Yom was by living with this so-called Yivomo, the Ktano, originally a Ktano, so he was able every time he lived with her, he was able the Isha Rishasach. But the Rabbonim say, we rely on Rob. Rob's Ktanis do not turn out to be islanders when they grow up. So even vis-a-vis the Isha Rishasach, we can safely rely. And Rob. But Rav Meir is racist with the Yehudi, so because of that he says that the Ktano cannot be Mishya Benes. Because of the Chosse, maybe when she grows up, she'll turn out to be an Ayin. So here's the Kashe, but here we see from Rabat we see that this Mishnah says that Dusha Ayin is Mekartoes. So mainly why does Rav Meir say that the Ktano cannot be Mishya Benes? Let her be Mishya Benes in Monash. If she's not an islander, then everything is fine. And if he's an islander, so the deceased brother was never married to her. He's Bishatoyes. So when the brother, the surviving brother, is Miyam her, he's Miyam Enochis. I mean a strange woman, I mean not Eishesochis. Because she was never married to the brother, to the deceased brother. So that by my Yab Monashab, we may not island Shabbat the Yab. We may island Islam is your boy Sheshachis. והנה רב נתם דהי ותיבו עליי וחי גם למשם את ריזנטו. Now we'll take a look, I mean, how the Rishin mention רב נתם. I mean, there is a lot of apparent inconsistency between what the Ramban says in the name of רב נתם, the Ritva says in the name of Tam, the Yitzev, the Rajivo. There is, but Teisve says in the name of רב נתם that the reason is to why Rav Meir is racist. Hashem was into Ironess and he doesn't say because Rav Meir has reference to a case where the husband was mikabel upon himself. When he was mikabish dektan. When he was mikabish dektan. So the husband said, I mean, that was the Gushin. The father was mikabel the Gushin. So the husband, the one who was mikabish dektan. So he explicitly said that even if he's an islander, he still wants her to be his wife. From the melee. And then the husband died, and without children, of course. So the brother cannot be beyond her, because maybe when she grows up, she'll turn out to be an islander. So she'll be there, the Isher of Eishesach. The Isher of Eishesach. All right. So it appears that from this status, that according to Rav Natan, if it's not Tidro Alayi, so then it's a Mekartoyes. That's how it appears. According to Rav Natan, they must come by Kibbutz Lalai. But if it's not Kibbutz Lalai, so then it is Bishitoy. It is Bishitoy. All right. והרב רב אבון מבובל את יראי, ונמצא סיילנס בחיוך, והיט, אבל החמישה יומים או יות היום, לא יומד בי, שרבין אברון, כי זה דיפנטר. So in other words, רבין אברון, is really kind of first most of the Israel, and time she did. That by loy people are lying, so is Bishetot. He's really kind of. And he says, that even Baloi Kiblo Alayi, it's still not Bishetoy. When is it considered Bishetoy? Only if the husband found out Bichayot that she's an islandess. And he expressed his objection. And he said he doesn't want that because of that. So then it's Bichayot. Then it's Bishetoy. But suppose the husband didn't find out. Not only if the husband, when he found out that she's an islander, says, I don't care. I want her to remain married anyway. But even if the husband didn't hear about it in his lifetime, and it was found out after the husband's death, so we still say that she is to be considered mikudeshes, misof. Why misofik? Because lachamise, if it was found out, lachamise, so we have to be cheshes. Dilmoy moyo kayom lo hoyo mak. Dilmoy moyo kayom lo hoyo mak. So, maybe this of it. Maybe he wouldn't be mak. What is it? We'll discuss that. Why does it depend upon the subsequent mental attitude of the husband? Why don't we say, I mean, that since usually a person doesn't want to be Mekadosh an islander, so it's Ikdush Toysen. Avo achamitzei, dilmo imo yokai mo yamak, v'lo ini yere. Dibehedi ego tzotone bishishem. Nimtu islander, vein bechai bao, vein lachamitzei, so it's a mutore. So it's a mutore, so it says that even lachamitzei, so it's a mutore. And the front rabbi Navro, if lachamitzei, so it's saying it should not be mitari. Now, that would be, in other words, Talibid Rabat, so it's saying it shouldn't be mitari. If it's a Nimtzu Lachamise. But if Talibid Rabi, it's all right. But, Tate's discussion is, the chef said that's a bit annoying. I mean, this machlekes between Rabat and Rabi is a machlekes amoroi. So this is what the chef says, must be called with all amoroi. So it must be called with Rabat as well. And they call it Rabat. So the only reason as to why is Nimtzu Abbas islandess. So it's a Lisewa Mitorei, it's because of the Shitoi, it's not because of the special Aloha. It's Aloha of islandess. Because it's like Shaloi Mitorei Mitzvah. But because of Mekachtoes, Ekori Kravase. And Kravase will also agree with what the Shitoi said. But Ekori Kravase Avon, it shouldn't be like that. It's Mitzvah Hamise. So the question is, why do we say that even Lachamise, so we say on the Torah, maybe if the Baal had found out, he wouldn't be Makti. So the Mele the Kedushin and not Kedushin Torah. So the Mele the Torah is the Torah Seav, et for the Kravat. Uvid more, for example, Hashem, Liman the Shore, Torah's Pitei Islanders, Afil Pihikabo, my Chidish Ishmael, which is Sefto, with the Haim Lachamise. Now we can turn to the Tesis of Baptism, Lachamise. Tesis that is based on the Dao. The bottom says, Vim Teima, Tone Shoi, Vim Teima, Lirove, Vishore Tzoraz Bitei Alem, Apil Hijab. Because it's like, Nefila Shaloi, Bimoke, Ishil Shaloi Moke Mit. Vim Teima, Lirove, Vishore Tzoraz Bitei Alem, Apil Hijab, Machidu Shul, Vishne, Bitei Sefte, Vichulon, Shenim Tzor Alem, Vim Bichai Bao, Vim Achamis. Vishlim Lirav Azeit, Lashmino Bichai Bao. Die Sausleiter haben eine Heu und Heu und Nizzo, eine Dilma Kiblo. Dilma Kiblo. Since he didn't say anything. So, in other words, Dilma Kiblo. Nizzo, so come on, Ashmono. But according to Robbe, so it's not based upon the Kachtoyes. That the Chulon Shehoyu, the Islanders, so it's only Torres. It's not based upon the Kachtoyes, especially Aloche. So what difference does it make whether Nizis Mechaim or Nizis Lachamit? יש לה אימא, יש לה כדאי תוך, קורי תורובה, יש לו דרידה חידה שם בסיסם. sage bei doch in Mifre, die ich in Nymphe sache Mifre. Mischum, die mich aus die Fille, Nireis. Nireis geht so als bitte. Die los alle und so als bitte mein. So denkt es es hier, that Mischle ime ekonis der Abbasse in Sistrich, was mir noch nicht heilbar. Und weiß so denn, der Chide ist kein Sistrich auf heilbar, ekonis der Abbasse. Ich sage weiter, Hamine, Koyu, Vichayo, Nintze, Silenes, Dilmo, Kibbutz. Maybe he was Mikab. He was Mikab. So come Ashmelon? So is come Ashmelon? No. That we are not free. Oh. We more avoid that Hashem and Manishore to the Gana Frikom Machil Shishmeli Sev Dimchayim Lachami. We intend. The Orche Mashma, the Ironess we boy get a film of the Abba, the Baye, who is the Rosh Hashem and Mishab Emet, Kedit Naam, we must listen, Kol Kirchel, and we boy in Beloy Mienu. So, from this Mishnah, it's Mashma, that an iron is, so from Rabbasi, it's Mashma, from this Mishnah. Kont Rabbasi, it's more about this Mishnah, that iron is, so it doesn't require it gets older, not even the above, because the Mishnah says that where the Bas turned out, where Sorah Basosha turned out to be an iron is, so the Tzore of Sarach, let's say Tzore, the Tzore of Sarach is Muteres, why? Because she's not the Tzore of an Eo. Because we should tell you, if the Rabbonon she required to get, so she would be Torah Seabon the Rabbonon. So then the Lord, the Torah should have the dean of Chilatus Lonisha Benet, and here it says that she doesn't require Chilatus, nothing. So we see from this Mishnah that an island doesn't require get even the Rabbonon. Uvi Ksuvi the Serik Almonet Nam, Ame Marenes Vashni Yom Ayones, Eilem Ksuvi, Mashma Hokite Baye, Doche Daiba Madir, Yes, why not? Don't I wish them so much from the Catholic and get Mishim Shneo? Because they are in the list. It's mentioned Shneo is like right. Who are Asura, it's the Rabbanon. So the Aloch in me is that they have no Ksuvi. But, get the, so, get the, it's certainly required because Mishim is Davis in them. Mishim is Davis in them. That's why, and it's Ksuvi not. So that's why it mentions that expression in Ksuvi, Ligabe Islands also, but in Ochtam, Ligabe Islands, not only in Ksuvi. Doesn't even require a guest. Tein ad al kochach ma meines mui bayegi. Iname, kriach madir. So according to the second terrace in Teise, we cannot be midayik just because the Mishnah says in Ksuvi, that the guest is required. So how is it that Ibor and Amadir make such a deal? So Amadir will die kochom shindureishi batomim kudeshi. Ufteide deshi will be Ksuvi. So there is a contrast, two contrasting expressions. Because of that, Gemara is Midayik. But where you don't have two contrasting expressions, so then you cannot be Midayik from the expression, Eilem Ksuvo, that get is required. So in the Rami it says there, in the Mishnah in Ksuvo, that Eilem is Eilem Ksuvo, but what it means is, in a trio get all this. Alright. Yod itam bashaleach, hameitish, Mishum Eilem es lo yazi, if somebody divorces his wife because of violence, so he's not allowed to remarry her. So the more explains it in force, Mishim Kalkule, Yishema Tino Selache, V'yir V'boni, V'yema, V'yim Forget Bottle, V'yim Forget Bottle, V'yim Forget Bottle, V'yim Forget Bottle, V'yim Because if one would be allowed to remarry the woman that he divorced because of violence, so then sometimes it could be a kill call. Let's say he divorces her because she's an island. Then she gets married to someone else, and she has children to someone else. And so then he'll come and he'll say, well, I only divorced her because I thought she was an Irish. But now that I see that she's not an Irish, she had children to the other husband. So that means that I did not, with my real consent, divorce her. So that means she was never divorced from him. He'll say that she never came divorced from him. And so when she married somebody else, she was still his HCC, and the children she had through somebody else, I'm Zerin. So Mele, takes the sense that not that there will be Mamzerin, but there will be a lot, that's how they think. Not that there really would be Mamzerin, or something Mamzerin, but there would be a lot, he would say like that. So because of that, so we tell him when he divorces his wife. Because of violence, we tell him, you should know, if you do go through with this guest and the divorcer, you'll never be able to marry her again. So then he will not be able to make that last. Because he's told that he's not going to marry her again. He'll marry her again. And then, so Rashi says in Gittin, So even if he will make that last, so then everybody will know. Everybody will know that in view of the fact that he was born, that he couldn't remarry her, and he still decided to divorce her, so he undertook, at that time, he undertook to divorce her under all circumstances, even if it would turn out to be the children. As a result of this warning that is given to him.
From Rabbi, it appears that when one is the Kaddish and Ayonet,
When one is a Kaddish and Ayin is, so it's the Kachtos. And here the Rambam says, Rishel Gmorit, the answer is this. When does the Rambam say that if one is a Kaddish and Ayin is, so is Rishel is Rishel Gmorit, in Yidin Baloi Yitzhapo, that is, if he is a Kaddish and Ayin is, he got loose. So he will make an investigation, maybe the care, he'll be able to find out whether she's an Ayin or not. And he didn't bother to make sure whether she's an Ayin or not. That proves that his intention was that she should be married to him anyway, even if she's an Ayin. Because had his decision to marry her been based upon the fact that she's not an Ayin, and because so he could make such a determination or his analysis, he should have been Baedica, and he wasn't Baedica. So that proves that his task was she should be Mikudeshes to him anyway, the fact that he didn't bother to be Baedica. Mashe'inkin, in our Mishnah, our Mishnah deals with the case where he married the Mikatnusa. The father was Mikabu Nekush, so Mikatnusa he couldn't determine. She has to go up first before it can be determined whether she's an island or not. So there, we cannot say the fact that he wasn't Vedic, so shows that he intended to be Kaddish anyway. So that they know it's a Mekhtun. That's the meaning of who they're staring. And the Rambam. Yes, what is it?
So Rambam,
one second, I just mentioned the who they're staring and Rambam. I mean, the who they're staring and Rambam, seems to be a very good thing. I haven't come to, I didn't discuss, alright, now, let's see, so taste this, so that seems to be a very good tariff, Now, let's see now the Shite of Rav Netam. Taste this here mentions the name of Rav Netam. Taste Rav Netam as the Kashe. Here we see from the Mishnah, according to Rav Ashi. So, Byronis is Mekachtoes. And there, Rav Meir says, Stano Inam is Yabemes, because maybe she'll turn out to be an Ironist, but it is Mekachtoes. So what's the chance she's a monarch? It's all right. If she's not an Ironist, fine. If she is an Ironist, so she was never married to the sixth brother. So the surviving brother will be married. She married a strange woman. I mean, not an Ishisach. So Rav Netam gives the Teret, the idea that Meir has reference to the case of Kiblo Alay. But Enoch and Ami Floyd Kiblo Alay, so Rav Meir wouldn't say in the Mishyadem. Rav Meir wouldn't say in the Mishyadem. All right. Now let's see what the Ramban mentions in the name of the Rav Netam. What the Ramban mentions, what the Rashba mentions, what the Ritva mentions, what the Vieta mentions. There's an apparent confusion about the Shita of Rav Netam. So we don't have to go over the whole Rambam, the whole paragraph, which is silent, because first he mentions the same kashis as states. But then the second column, the third line, he says, the Rav Netam Zal Kota Mishra Yosha, Aval Kishi Moyo Makpi, Yeitso Bilege, Yishu Mekachtoe, Kolt Man Shalo Yike Bo Mi Yomo, Loi Ma Zikino Lei Mi Mani. Vi Epsher Du Gabi Yisure, Choshishu, Shemo Lo Yakpi, Ufiho Chasura Leochi, Zweige der Reifel, aber in dem Zube, ein Loch Klum, und mit Worob, Matisu der Rabate, bis er lo jihikabo, bis er sich, wie jihikabo, und meit, hole jihikabo, klau, so rosso, chiletes, wie lo nicht jaden. So how does he mention the name of Rav Netam? He mentions that in the case that the Mishnah according to Rav Ashi has reference to the case of Lo Yikabo. Lo Yikabo Bishadushin, the Yikabo Bisei, the Chayim, and he was marked. But if it was never Yikabo,
So then he mentions the name of Rav Natan. So then he requires the get with the rice. And then, let's say, and then we got the Yidden, so the halacha would be a chaletz l'mishabemet, like the sofit, like every other sofit, chaletz l'mishabemet. So there seems to be a variant between the version mentioned in Tesis in the name of Rav Natan and the Ramban, because from Tesis loshni tzmashma, ve'im Rav Natan da'i b'kid lo alai. So it's mashma davke if he did find out, and he expressed his indifference to the fact that she is an island. That's why. Not that he found out. I mean, there it couldn't be that he found out. It was a tunnel. In other words, when he was a Kavisher. So he said, I'm a Kavisher. While she's a tunnel, I don't know what she might turn out to be. But whatever she might turn out to be, I want her to be in Kodeshik. So, then Rav Meir Yitzchak, the implication being that if, let's say, he did not explicitly spell out when he was Mikavish, when the deceased brother was Mikavish, the present Ktano. So if he didn't explicitly spell out that he doesn't care, so then Rav Meir wouldn't be Chesh. Why? Because the Mimonev Shech, the Yobim would be able to be Miyavim her. If she's not an islander, so fine. If she is an islander, so it's a Bekachtoi. Get out Mashma. From Rav Natan here, the way Tesis mentions Rav Natan. The Ayi, the Kiblo Alai. So he mentions, in the name of Rav Natan, the Dafke, the Kiblo Alai. Dafke, the Kiblo Alai. But, so then Rav Meir is Reshit. But if Loi Kiblo Alai is Tam, so Rav Meir is not Reshit. But here, he mentions the name of Rav Natan, Avo Kishimu Yomak, Kishimu Yomak, Kishimu Yomak, כל זמן שלא יגיע במיומו, לא ימר זיקינו למימקתי. ואפשר בגבי סור חודש יושם לא יקתי, ולפיכוך, אסור על יוחי, שווי גדר רייסל. שווי גדר רייסל. אבל יקסו ואין לו פה. So there is a variant, in other words. It seems, from Tesis, it seems that Rav Natan Shita is, that Rav Natan Shita is, that we not stop, so it is Megastor. And when is the Kedushin? Valid only if it's spelled out at the time of completion. I'm a Kaddisher, regardless whether she'll turn out to be an islander or not. So in such a case, the Kedushin is valid. But in the Stam case, so it's Mashma from the Russian of Tesis here, that according to Rav Natan, it's Mekachtoi. The Ramban mentions the name of Rav Natan, Aval Pishim Oyomakti, Yeta Bilayet, Mishu Mekachtoi, Kolt Manshal Yitya Bom Yomov, We mar the kinoli di makti. The efshia, the gabi yisure choshishu, shemo lo yakti, u lificho chasuro liochi tzvegi de reis. Tzvegi de reis. So he says it's tzvegi de reis. If we don't know by stamp case. And from Russian faces it's mashma, that by stamp case. If he didn't spell out, I am not makti, I don't care what he is, whether he's an island, not an island. I want him in the kamisha, he doesn't spell out, so then it's mekatoe. But from the Ramban says, according to Rav Natan, Stam case, it's something with Medeshe. Something with Medeshe. But if he found out, and he was Makti, so then it's Vadai. Then it's Vadai. So that there seems to be a variance between the tasteless version of Rav Natan and Rav Natan's version of Rav Natan. I just want it. Now, then let's see something else. So let's see the whole Rambam. Rambam is out of this by Yosha. Avo kishimo yamakli into me get, she make a story. Kol zman shalai hikya bom yomof, we ma vikino li bimak. V'yefsher. So, v'yefsher. Du gabi yisure choshe shu shemo lo yafu. Ufiko chasur lo ochi zvike dera yisu. Avo li nikisu vein lo klub. Uli dvorof mas yisur abate bishamo yikya bom. Bishat tush. V'yikya bom. V'yisei. V'yik pidumeit. V'yik pidumeit. Holo yitya kala klau, so hot chletu si abemes. Shem holo yakti, val daat kei nami chidesh. Because of it. Da avlo nishtim chit interesseya, 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 vikach, shmiyo b'tisef. Then he says, veidim rab, veidom rab, nishtam zal, דער רוב איז זוי אייונע שלאפנע קארטוי איז חשבינה לופלאו ווי גיין אלך איז דער שטיר ביטווין וואס דער קמבאן מענטשן דער ביגינינג אין דער נעם פון אפגאניסטאן און וואס איז דער אט די אנד אט די ביגינינג דער קמבאן מענטשן אין דער נעם פון אפגאניסטאן זэт זэт ביי אייונע איז איז אונלי מקארטוי איז איז זי פאונד אויט אין די אקספרס איז דיס פרוף וואס נאפטאם מי נאפטאם מיט די סגעדריי And if I say he expressed his indifference, so then it's valid Jewish. And he doesn't want, so then it's make a story. Here he says that there is a machlikis between Rabbate and Rav. That according to Rabbate, it's make a story. According to Rabbate, it's make a story. But according to Rav, so it's the ironest last make a story, it's Hashvinu Rav. It's not make a story. וכן הלוכן, וכן הלוכן. נאו, ווי דוד רב נתם סי, דת איז תולן מחליקת בין רבת אין רובה, בקוז דה הול ראיו, פעם דה מישנה, דת דושה איילן איז מקחטוי איז איז אומי הליבה דה רבת. בקוז הליבה דה רבת איז 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 יפו, סו דן, צורת בידי איילן איז איז אסור. סו, ווי דוד מישנה סי, that if the bus turned out to be an ironist and the Tzore is Mutaret, because of Mekartoye. But according to Rove, we live by Higabo, so Tzore is with ironist in that Tzore. So maybe the Mishne doesn't mention it. So the Raya from the Mishne, the Tushi ironist in Mekartoye, is only a little bit Rabate. According to Rove, we have no Raya. But the Rishayim say, true, we have no Raya. But Rabate and Rove are not Chilik. And this thing, they are Chilik. And another thing, whether by Higabo, so as the Ironist is Asur or Muteret, so whatever is can be deduced according to Rabbate from the Mishne should be true according to Rabbos. So we see the Rabban mentions the name of Rabbatam. No, that Rabbatam holds no. Because why does he hold differently? So we have to say because the Alochi is that Kicho out night, the Kicho Stam, so then she's Mukadesh. Because in Yodam Sabaya says, because of the Yodam Meir, the Rossi Blasnes. So he made the B.A. the Transfusion unconditional. So they say the Kashi, so Byron is true, so they is distinguished. Apparently Rav Netam does not distinguish. And Rav Netam holds that there is no distinction between other Mumi and, so just as we got the other Mumi. So we say that if it's Kinsom, so in Yodam Meir, the Rossi Blasnes, so it's Mekadeshes. So Byron is also. But according to Rabbase is forced to make a distinction between other Mumim and Ayonim. Because the definition for Eshes that she's not even kinsom. Even kinsom. So if the woman turns out to be an Ayonim, so the Jewish is Mekatoy. So Rabbase is forced because of the Mishnah to distinguish Ayonim from other Mumim. But Rabbi is not forced. So why should he make a distinction between Ayonim and other Mumim? Now, so from the Russian of the Ramban, it's Mashma. So in other words, but now we see, so now we have to say that according to Ramban, now there seems to be an apparent spirit between the beginning of the Ramban and the end of the Ramban. At the end, the Ramban says, the Durovin is where I own a slav negatoyes chashvinolo. So only according to Abbasi it's negatoyes. And at the beginning he says, he distinguishes between the case where found out and was makpid, or he didn't find out. So we have to say that the beginning of the Ramban has reference to Rabat. So Rabate certainly holds that there is a definite distinction between Shomumi and Ayon. I mean, that there is a definite distinction between Shomumi and Ayon. So in Mele, there is a kashe from Reb Meir, how does Reb Meir say that the Tano cannot be Misyabemes, let her be Misyabemes in Monefsheh? So in order to explain it, Alim et Rabate, Reb Netam says that when is it? So Alim et Rabate, they said, with Rabate, Bishalo Yigabo Bishat Kushi. והיגה בו פיסי והיגתי. סודני כנגחתוי, מה שאין כנקודי כתורובה, so even in that case, even in that case, it wouldn't be מגחתוי. In the same way as we say, גבי אדמומי, that if a thing kicks off, the kills or stuff, and they were moving, so then we say, no, don't bail, the rosy to us loose, so the pusher be it. So when it's kills so, even if she turns out to be an ironist, and he found it out later on, but it was kills so before, so he was bailed many times, and he said, no, don't bail, the rosy to us loose, so according to Robert, we say, no, don't bail, the rosy to us loose, and even if later on, he says, I don't want her, I found out she's an ironist, we say, we apply the same principle as we got the Shomomim. He was Kenesar, and the Baal was less loose. So when he was Kenesar, his intention was, the Umden was, that he intended to be Kenesar under all conditions. Now he says he doesn't want. So now he changed his mind. But at that time, he made illusion, so she has never yet. So in other words, so in order to reconcile the apparent spirit between the beginning of the Rambam and the end of the Rambam, we have to say, and it's mashma from the Rosh of the Rambam, that the beginning of the Rambam accords with Rabat, and the end accords with Rav. So we see that the Rambam accords to the Rambam. So according to Rove, there is a machlekes between Rove and Rabat. According to Rove, so Ironess is like Shomon. Not different. So Joseph Gabi Shomon, we say Kinsom. So in the day of the loss of last news, and his dad was that she should be in the Kodeshit under all circumstances, so we got being islanders also, we say the same thing. So even if he finds out later she's an islander, and he expresses his disapproval, she still requires him. Midraise is mashma from Rabba, according to Rabba. According to Rabbase, so there is a distinction between Shomumim and islanders. So by Shomumim we say, Kinsa, so Eilam Beil Blasim was loose, but by Eilanes we don't say Eilam Beil Blasim was loose, because it didn't occur to his mind, the stage is there. So in Meile, so it comes to Rabate, it all depends. When he finds out, he expresses his disapproval, so retroactively to Mekartoy. And when he finds out, he expresses his approval, so then, retroactively, to the Shavada. And if he never find out, so then it's the Shisofi. Because we don't know how he would have reacted had he found out. That's according to Rabate. But according to Rove, so even if he finds out and he expresses his disapproval, so it's still the Kedushin is good Kedushin. It's good. That's what the Rambam. Now let's see what the Rambam says today in the name of Rabbi Natan. So, the Rashba mentions what the Ramban says at the end, a little bit of it. But what does Rabbi Tam say, a little bit of it, the Rashba doesn't discuss. So, the whole Rashba here, so he mentions the Rayas, I mean the Tesis mentions. And then he says, Abo, Rabbi Tam Zalkota, Vitefra Yosho, Dilu Robin, Sue Ironess, Rav Mekartoyes Rashinu, Vikaimon Jerob. כי די גאַט די נאָמע קאַמט די גמאָר און די דאָרף קאָנט קאַן נאָר אין די שיאַבעמע ביז איך קיצ אויך איז דאָ so the Rashba also mentions that in the name of Hamitam that the cause to Rove so Kedusha Ironess is pushing both, but of course it has to be applied in case of Kinsa, because Kedusha Ironess certainly would not be more than Shomuni. So if by Shomumim we say that it's not Kinsom, so the Mele is the Kedoyim, so by Ironess all certainly. But in the case of Kinsom, so by Shomumim is Kinsom, we say, oh, the Baal was good as news. You know, some Baal was his news. So by Ironess we also apply the same principle, according to Rabbi. Now, but so both the Ramban and the Rashba appear to be saying that Alibi de Rove, Tam says that Alibi de Rove, so Kedusha Ironess, if it's Kinsa, so requires get to the right. Because that's the Loshna, I mean, it's not in the Kastoy, Mashma. That's Midraise. Midraise is Kedusha. Midraise. The Ritva, however, he says, than according to Rabbi Zahra. So he emphasizes the Rabban. But the Achronim point out that the Ramban and the Rashba she thinks different. They say that according to Ramadan, she requires to get with the right salary of the Rabban. But the Ritva says only the Rabban. The Asye, Mastisim the Rikir Pashtaye, the time is Mastisim the day, Lav Mishim Metatoye, Sukhid Isa, the Gloria, the Yuchat, the Gemon. That's all. And Mukiyeh also says like the Ritva, that according to Ramadan, if it's Roy Hikapo, so then she requires to get to the Rabban. Requires to get to the Rabban, not to the right. So we have different versions in the Hita of Ramadan. Now, here they says, in the name of Ramadan, that he the Kiblo alive. The Chaygav and Mishan is the reason there. So, in other words, so then we are Cheshish. Only if he explicitly spelled out at a time when we his brother was Mikadosh, this present Ktana, he said, in any event I want the Christian to be Chal, even if she is an Ayel, turns out to be an Ayel. But by Stam, it's not Kiddu Alayu, we don't have to be Cheshit. But the Ramban mentions in the name of Ramadan that by Stam, it is Cheshit Arayim. So we have different versions according to Ramadan. Hence the Ramban, the Ritva, I mean different versions. Now, so according to Teisle, Ramadan says, and that's Teisle, she says, that he's a Kiblo lying. But if it's not Kiblo lying, it's always Megatos. Always Megatos. That he's a Kiblo lying. But it's Mashma. Kiblo lying when? At the time of the douche. But even at the time of the douche, he didn't spell out, he wants her to be in the Kaddish in any event. Islanders or no islanders. So then, if she turns out an islanders, so it's Megatos. It's Mashma from the Lashon of Teisvez. Even, suppose he finds out later in his lifetime that she's an islander. And he says, I don't care whether I care, an islander or no islander. So it's still Megatos. Because that's his attitude now. But at the time of the Christian, there was an Umber in the Murcha that he didn't want the Christian to be held then. So he cannot make the Christian, which the Christian should be held retroactively. Just because now when he finds out he has this mental attitude. That's the issue. That's the issue. Now, what Rabbi Avrom Shite? So Rabbi Avrom Shite appears to be similar to Rabbi Tam Shite according to Ramban. Rabbi Avrom Shite here bears a similarity to the Ramban's version of Rabbi Tam Shite. He says, Rabbi Avrom Shite, while it is in the title of the Chayach, the Hikt. So then, the Mishnah says that you make a toy. Avla Hami says, Yomo Yakayim Loyo Yomak. Doesn't the Ramban say that in the name of Rabbi Natan? Mamesh, what Rabbi Avrom says. Only thing is, Ramban says it in the name of Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan, I'll leave it to Rabbat. And Rabbi Avrom doesn't say it, I'll leave it to Rabbat. I'll leave it to everybody. So on that point, so Rabbi Natan, so the Ramban's version of Rabbi Natan differs from Rabbi Avrom. But the longness of Rabbi Avrom seems to correspond with the loss of the Ramban in explaining the sheet of Rabbi Natan. So it's different sheet. Now, this the sheet of Rabbi Natan, the way Tesis mentions it here, we call that Tesis. Tesis. Doesn't require any elaborate explanation. It's very simple. In other words, Rabbi Tam holds that when someone is a Kaddish and Ish, even though he just says Ariyat Kodesh to him, and he doesn't say, Al Menashe Nafayim,